Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. Calls for drivers to face compulsory eye tests. Drivers should face regular mandatory checks on their vision, according to the body representing UK optometrists. The Association of Optometrists, that's the AOP, has made the demand after research found almost half its members had seen a patient in the last month who drives despite their vision failing below the legal standard. The law states that drivers must be able to read a car registration plate from 20 metres away, but the AOP study found 44% of its members had recently seen motorists who could not do this. It has now urged the government to toughen the law on vision testing for drivers and enforce comprehensive checks when they first apply for a licence and every 10 years after that. AOP spokesman Harry Leonard said, "It's shocking that so many drivers are overlooking the importance of good vision. Sight change can often be gradual, and people may not notice changes that could affect their ability to drive. This campaign is about reminding drivers that regular visits to their optometrists are the best way to make sure they meet the legal standard for driving and help make our roads safer. Currently, it is up to drivers to inform the DVLA if their vision has fallen below the legal standard. Data from the Department for Transport shows that 262 people were injured in crashes on UK roads last year, where uncorrected or defective eyesight was a contributory factor. A recent survey found that 42% of drivers would continue to drive even if their sight didn't meet the legal standard. The latest call comes after three police forces launched a pilot scheme that saw them immediately revoke the licence of any driver who failed a roadside eye test. Road safety body GEM Motoring Assist has previously expressed concerns that the current approach to driver vision is not fit for purpose and backed a compulsory eye test. GEM Road Safety Officer Neil Worth said, "We believe that all drivers should ensure they have an eye test every 2 years, just to ensure there are no safety concerns about their vision and to deal with any issues at an early stage. We would also like to see every new driver producing evidence of a recent eye test when first applying for a licence, with a mandatory test every 10 years in line with licence renewal." Now, best supplements for eyes. 5 vitamins and minerals to maintain sharp vision. Best supplements for eyes. When it comes to looking after your pupils, certain nutrients have a particular affinity with eye health. Which vitamins and minerals available in supplement form can help boost vision? Healthy eyes are maintained by eating a nutritious, balanced diet. But certain vitamins and minerals have a particular affinity with eye health. Boosting your food intake with these in supplement form could increase your chances of maintaining sharp vision for as long as possible. So whether your eyesight is diminishing due to increasing age, you're suffering from chronic eye strain because of staring at a computer day in after day, or you just want to keep your vision in check, we've listed 5 supplement suggestions to keep your vision tip-top. Nutritionist for Water for Health, Rebecca Richlick-Cunning, recommends the best supplements to boost vision. Ensuring you're getting enough vitamin D is crucial for keeping your peepers goggle-free, according to Rebecca. She said it can help to reduce painful dry eye symptoms, and some research has demonstrated the ability of vitamin D to help improve vision and reduce inflammation of the retina. Many of us don't get enough vitamin D, particularly in the winter, so it's vital to supplement with a good quality vitamin D3 once summer is over. Public Health England recommends adults and children over the age of 1 take a daily 10 microgram dose of vitamin D. If you have any chronic health conditions that require medication, please speak to your doctor before changing your diet or taking supplements. When it comes to clear vision, you will do well to find a supplement that contains these three powerful antioxidant vitamins. Rebecca explained, they work synergistically to keep your eyes healthy, maintain accurate vision, and reduce the risk of AMD. Vitamin C keeps the blood vessels in your eyes strong and helps to prevent cataracts. Vitamin C and E reduce oxidative stress and calm inflammation, while vitamins E and A can help your eyes to heal more quickly after laser eye surgery. Lack of vitamin A can mean a higher risk of xerothalmia, a progressive eye disease, and it can also contribute to dry eye symptoms and affect night vision. Zinc is crucial for preventing macular degeneration. It also helps to convert vitamin A from retinol to retinal, protecting against night blindness. Plus, it's super essential for nutrient absorption and waste removal, helping to keep inflammation and cellular damage at bay. Rebecca added, our bodies don't store zinc, so we need to ensure a regular intake to keep stocked up. Supplementing can be an effective way to do this, but don't exceed the RNI, that's the reference nutrients intake, of 9.5 milligrams a day for adult males and 7 milligrams a day for adult females, as it can have adverse effects. Fish oils can improve irritating dry eye symptoms and help prevent retinal damage, macular degeneration, and diabetic retinopathy. Rebecca recommends UnoCardio Active Mind and Vision, which has been specially formulated for those of you working long hours at the computer. And while protecting your eyes, it boosts your brain power too, she says. She added, regardless of whether you're chained to a laptop or not, research has proved that DHA, a fatty acid found in fish oils, is a winner when it comes to providing the ultimate eye protection. It also contains vitamins B9, B12, and folate, which can ward off age-related macular degeneration, that's AMD. Added bonus. If you're not a lover of fishy flavours, this supplement is the one for you as it comes with a tasty orange tang. Rebecca said this antioxidant-rich phytonutrient is abundant in the tissues of the eyes, helping to defend against cataracts and the significant loss of vision associated with AMD. She advised, if you're concerned about your eyesight, supplementing this with carotenoid could offer you some protection. You'll also find it in dark leafy greens like kale and spinach, squash, pumpkins, carrots, sweet potatoes, broccoli, peas, and egg yolks. The eyes can be a telltale sign of certain health conditions. Having a particular marking in your eye could indicate high blood pressure.
Visual impairment tip of the week. This week's visual impairment tip of the week will focus on cooking tips for the blind. Tip 1. Audio labelling. To identify your ingredients and apparatus, you use an audio labelling system where you record an audio message on a special type of label which is attached to either your containers, apparatus, or ingredient packages. You can also use this type of labelling system to add additional information, such as use-by date and cooking instructions. Tip 2. Using other senses, using smell, touch, taste and hearing as an indicator to let you know once a dish is cooked, such as a cake, by touching down on it to see if it springs back up. Tip 3. Use bump-ons. Use bump-ons or pieces of sticky-back rubber and align them with your cooker's temperature dial to ensure you are cooking at the right temperatures. Tip 4. Chopping system. Ensure you have a chopping system when chopping vegetables. Make sure you have a short-bladed, unserrated kitchen knife with an ergonomic handle and chopping board. A basic structure to use when cutting your vegetables is to keep all your unchopped to the left, chop in the middle section, and put all your finished vegetables on the right. Remember to seek advice from an expert when handling certain kitchen tools.